Our cars are energy rated for efficiency, as are appliances we use in our homes. But what about our homes? Arkansas has an energy code for new buildings, and it's being updated. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, some organized interests want to weaken the code. But market-driven experts say they're working to spackle the gaps. Here's Jacqueline's story.
Andrea Inglesby, director of the New Homes Division at Home Energy RX, based in Little Rock's on task this morning inspecting a new townhouse, part of a multi-use complex under construction by Jacobs Newell Company off South School in Fayetteville.
So some of the enhancements Jacobs Newell Company does is better insulation, better windows. Their entire envelope is insulated, the thermal envelope, meaning that the ductwork, the HVAC equipment, it's not located in a crawl space or an attic that's uninsulated. It's all right here inside the house, which helps it perform better.
Sunlight streams through large south-facing windows, warming the unheated structure, despite frigid temperatures, revealing just how energy efficient this place is. Inglesby spends her days totally wired up with Bluetooth cell and iPad, constantly entering data crunched with proprietary software. She's assessing this complex for comprehensive LEED certification, established by the U.S. Green Building Council in 2000, measuring water conservation, air quality, sustainable landscaping, as well as energy efficiency. Inglesby's colleague, Gary Kahanek, who directs Home Energy RX Northwest Arkansas, says Fayetteville is the only municipality with a strict energy efficiency construction ordinance enacted September 2012.
All new construction of homes in Fayetteville have to comply.
Builders achieve compliance through third-party home energy raters like Kahanek, an emerging profession, which uses the HERS index.
And the home energy rating system, the HERS index, is the U.S. national standard for measuring energy performance in homes.
Home Energy RX and sister company Viridian, a commercial rater, are among a handful of energy rating firms in this state. Among an increasing number of independent certified raters, the rating process begins with blueprints.
And then we follow up with a rough inspection just before drywall so we can inspect the insulation. We verify all the equipment as installed, and we do the performance testing with the building envelope air leakage and the heating and air duct leakage. Those numbers are plugged into the final model that generates the HERS index and also the estimated utility cost.
As Kahanek talks, townhouse developer Todd Jacobs steps through the door.
It gives us data back so we can make financial decisions if we want to try new products, new techniques, versus just kind of winging it. So that's the reason we choose these guys.
Still, certain builders refuse to engage the system, claiming it's just one more level of inspection, says Andrea Inglesby.
And, you know, this is an industry that is very highly traditional.
But she says builders would actually find the HERS index to be flexible and the performance scores valuable.
Which is like a miles per gallon rating for cars. It gives home buyers, potential home buyers, a lot more information to compare and contrast the houses that they're looking at.
With more blazing hot summers and frigid cold winters expected due to climate change, home buyers are aggressively looking to save on heating and cooling costs.
So when a home buyer is out shopping and a real estate agent is showing them homes within their budget and their location that they want, now they can see that this home scores a 60 and that home scores a 90 and they're the same price. Which home would you pick?
Realtors in Northwest Arkansas are seeking to aggregate the HERS index and other data to facilitate sales by greening their regional MLS, multiple listing service. Typically, sustainable features are not highlighted, nor are energy-efficient homes codified. Marilyn Shoffit, an agent with Crylike Realtors in Fayetteville, says a green MLS will enable realtors to search web-based menus to locate homes for buyers with efficient features like insulated concrete forms and solar shingles.
There's geothermal. There's Energy Star. So see, those are the ones that have been added, where those were not on that drop-down menu before.
42 items altogether. Marilyn Shoffit is part of a Realtor working group under the auspices of the Fayetteville Forward Green Economy Group, which has funded the Green MLS certification. Now, Arkansas developers and builders could refer to the Arkansas Energy Code, adapted from a 2003 International Energy Conservation Code in 2004, That code, a voluntary measure, was revised, removing certain window and attic insulation requirements. Now it's going through another review to meet a 2009 standard. The Arkansas Energy Office, pushed by organized opposition from home builders, is looking to remove duct testing as well as insulation levels based on climate zones. Ron Hughes operates HERS Incorporated in Little Rock. He's also an instructor at Pulaski Technical College and is responsible for helping to establish a home energy rating system standard in Arkansas more than 30 years ago.
The 2009 code required ducts be tested. Entergy Arkansas has a residential program. They've tested 3,000 houses. Average duct leakage in Arkansas is 39%. And then you look at how many heating and air contractors we have in Arkansas, almost 3,500, and there's probably less than 35 that can test their duct leakage.
Homes are major investments, Hughes points out. Yet in Arkansas, only 2,000 homes, a tiny fraction, have been energy rated. With an effective energy code, he says, real estate agents could better market their product, appraisers and lenders could factor in efficiency, and most important, consumers could comparison shop. He also says many home loan defaults could be prevented based on energy bill savings, making mortgages more secure.
You know, if you want to beat a drum for affordable housing, this is it. If you want to beat a drum for global warming, less pollutants, this is it. Less power plants, this is it. You look at the energy to be saved in housing, and it's just huge.
The Arkansas Home Builders Association, which represents 1,600 merchant residential construction industry members, has been lobbying to relax the code. AHBA President Darlene Strau reads from a prepared statement for this report.
The Arkansas Home Builders Association has worked very closely with the Arkansas Energy Office and with other stakeholders as well to draft a new energy code that will result in more energy-efficient homes while maintaining affordability.
Asked if contractors and developers are worried about the cost of compliance, she read this.
Energy efficiency measures must always be weighed against the cost of those measures to achieve a balance in which the cost of implementation doesn't outweigh the savings to be gained. And in the going with the one zone rather than bifurcating those two zones, we felt that the measures that were involved in going with the zone four would have, the cost of that would have outweighed the benefits.
Some semblance of the 2009 International Energy Conservation Code must be adopted by this state in order to comply with ongoing and future low-income federal housing finance projects and programs. J.D. Lowry is vetting the code. He's deputy director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission Energy Office, which sets minimum efficiency standards for residential and commercial construction.
Because of where we're at now, we're going forward. We're still going to have the two climate zones. What we're looking at doing is adjusting the standards, just a couple of the standards to help, make it a little bit more even, but keep the climate zones intact.
And then the duct testing, where does that fall within this?
So, you know, right now it doesn't look like that's something that the state of Arkansas is going to go forward with. You know, it's an added cost, and they're not sure that it's necessary.
Home builders, he says, don't want the burden of paying contractors the extra cost of efficient air ducts. But J.D. Lowry says there will be a trade-off.
Which will be a label that would be on the home for new homeowners that will basically be a nutrition fact. About the efficiency level of the insulation, the windows, the heating and air equipment. So at least and the home builders will sign it and put their contractor licensing number on there and state that, you know, that this house meets the code.
After legislative and public review, the new code will go into effect by 2015. To date, 30 states have adopted the 2009 IECC residential code, as well as more rigorous versions. As for Arkansas, the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy ranks our state 37th in the nation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, you can visit arkansasenergy.org.